Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Mitch.
And I'm Greg, and this is Side Note,
a podcast where every episode we chat about life and what's stumping us right now.
And then we research and splice in all the science and mind-blowing shiznit throughout so you are entertained while simultaneously learning.
Today, we're talking about video games, how Greg and I literally grew up with completely opposite experiences, how video games impact your brain from a scientific perspective, if they cause violence, and oh yeah, I secretly recorded Greg playing Zelda with me, and it's pretty hilarious. At the end of the day, we debate whether video games are good or not for society. Let's do it. Hi. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was my chant.
For what?
My chant for the day.
Are you having a good day?
I guess so. It's busy, par huge.
Yeah, I feel stressed. I'm going away this week, so I don't know when this
to
is going
to come out.
That's
yeah, so exciting.
To Iceland. I'm nervous. Iceland. I haven't had a lot of time to plan it, so I'm just
don't worry. It's such a safe, amazing place. There's like literally no crime.
And
minus
to
the Icelandic crime dramas on Netflix.
What?
Didn't we walk? Whatever, Mitch.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, but yeah.
Whatever,
you have
Mitch.
To, you,
God.
You have to walk me through.
That was such a strong react. What?
No, I got confused. I just heard crime, Iceland, and I was like, oh my God, am I going to a criminal place? I'm
no,
really scared.
It's like so safe.
It's like one of the first times in a long time that I'll like travel without you.
Yeah, that's true. That's so nice, I think.
It'll be nice. I'm
every
just
time
nervous.
I've gone to Iceland, it's been without you. So it's
and
just,
you
like,
just have
nice.
Such a good brain for like maps and stuff that I've become so fully reliant on you that I'm just a little
so it's
bit
good
scared.
It'll be practice
yeah or I'll get lost and die in Iceland.
Okay
great, let's
those
start
are the
podcast
stakes here. Okay,
what are we talking about today?
We're talking about something that I could care less about.
Yeah, I
video
know.
Games. I'm kidding.
Why don't you care about video games?
That's not true. I don't not care about them. I just suck at them and I find them so boring. I literally am so
even
bad
the
at
ones
video
that
games.
I forced you to play.
Okay, no. Okay, I really
I feel like you don't
Zelda.
Find, yeah, so I've grown up with video games. I don't play like a lot now, but I just still feel attached to video games because as a kid, yeah, I think Zelda was also the first video game that I was too young to really play, but my older brother, I would just sit and watch him, and it's one of the main ways that I can relate to
which
people.
One? Ocarina of Time?
Karina. who's Karina? Ocarina of Time. And I feel like now I can relate to kids who watch people play video games online because I have a harder time. I don't really watch videos like that now. But I used to literally sit there and just watch my brother. And then when I was old enough and I have a younger brother who's 7 years younger than me, then I would play them and he would watch. And I would literally like read every caption and like
Zelda's so hard.
I'd like put on different voices for different characters for him. And he would be like
theater kid from the get-go.
No, it was a bonding moment for my brothers and I. Yeah, no, I just love video games. So, okay, you're saying you do like Zelda or you don't?
Well, oh God, I guess I don't. Like, I just feel like...
What?
No, like, I do like Zelda. Like, I think it's so creative. I think it's so challenging. I think it's so smart. It's one of those games where I'm like, parents are like, oh, my kids play video games. Is it numbing their brain? It's like, Zelda's not. Zelda is so cool. Mm-hmm. I'm just... I'm not built for them. People who play video games, you've played them. People play them their whole lives, so they have this like ingrained skill set that I don't think they realize they have. Like when I play Zelda, I'm literally like, wait, what? I have to like chop down a tree? Like what? Like I thought that was just for show. Or when it was like I was freezing to death for hours on end, and finally you're like, eat hot peppers and it'll make you feel hot in the cold. And I was like, how the hell would I ever know to cook hot peppers?
Video games generally get a bad reputation in online reporting, but I'm here to break down some of the awesome benefits that studies have shown can come from playing. If you were to boot up your good old Nintendo 64 and play Super Mario for 30 minutes a day,
it's me, Mario!
After a couple months, you'd likely experience an increase in gray matter in areas associated with memory, strategic planning, and fine motor skills. At least, that's what studies have found. I mean, I don't want to blame Greg's measly gray matter, but like, if there's a patch of hot peppers growing in snow and it's sparkling at you from a distance, maybe you should just try to eat it? Yeah, do you agree?
Finish him!
Action games have also been shown to increase attention to detail in individuals as well. In fact, your average person can keep track of around 3 to 4 moving objects at once, while a practiced gamer can keep track of 6 to 7. On top of it all, gamers are generally better at perceptual tasks like pattern discrimination. But the nice thing is, for all you naysayers out there, that if you do just spend some time playing games, these benefits are available to everyone without the need to play for hours on end. So pick up the controller and just play a little. Have some fun. Well, you need to, like, explore. Like, I didn't know to do that.
That's
before
the part
I played
that
this game.
It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's a patience thing. Like, I will say this. Video games, especially Zelda, are not bad in the way that people think they are, and that like my ADHD kicks in and I can't even play a freaking video game. Zelda's that confusing. I also just like never had a video game system growing up. So I
like, why did your parents like, was it
my parents
was it a
were
money thing or they didn't like video
no,
games?
They
or?
Were definitely I mean, it was sort of like a money thing to me, in that like they would always say like it's expensive. Like we never really had. My parents didn't spend money on, like, toys or TVs or gadgets or things like that. Like, I mean, they didn't really spend that much money on anything. They're very frugal. But, like, we'd go out for dinner. Like, that's all I can think of as, like, something we'd do. Like, yeah, so it was, like, very much, like, play outside. My parents obviously really, like, I don't know. They pushed on their kids what they did. They have no relationship to video games. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure your parents didn't have a relationship to video games, because no parent would, because they're old.
Harsh. I hope they're not listening.
Well, but they weren't around
no,
video
yeah,
games.
No, yeah, people older than us can have relationships to video games.
Like
I
Pong?
Don't, well, yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't think my parents were that into video games.
I think
they're
your parents, though, and it shows in your house. Like, you always have the new, coolest gadget.
Or they're
like,
just more interested in technology than your parents. Like, yeah. My parents had cell phones, like, 10 years
yeah.
before.
Yeah, but not
parents.
Your dad. You remember? You make fun of how your dad can't even, like, turn on the TV.
I think he likes to have that image. Like, he's perfectly competent on his phone, but there have always been things that he just, like, refused. Like, if we had to turn the VCR on and, you know, have to, like, switch the input on the TV, like, that's beyond him. But I'm like, he just is, like, too lazy to learn it. It's not that hard to turn the TV input to like the different thing, yeah. And then it's on VCR.
But your family always has like the new cool stuff. My family didn't. But also, I remember once I had this issue where every night I was a sensitive child.
Oh, really?
I was pulled out of Ever After for crying too loud. My mom told me to get a grip. And I also, when she punched the girl over the bed, stood up and clapped in the middle of Ever After.
You still scream and cry in movie theaters.
I'm not that vulnerable in real life, but like movies, that's why I love movies, because I love feeling vulnerable. I went and saw a version of Oliver, like young people's theater version of Oliver, that was 12 and up when I was 11. And I literally, who do they kill? Who gets beat up in
Nancy.
Oliver? When Nancy got beat up, I stood up and I screamed. I was like, no, you can't. And these ushers came and had to pull me out of the theater. And I remember being pulled into like the blazing sunlight of like 7 p.m. in the summer and realizing I was screaming at a stage.
Greg.
And they literally were like, you can go backstage and meet her. They were trying to prove to me it was an actress. I was 11.
Greg, 11 is too old to not realize a play is fake. Like, So Oliver, obviously, I don't know if everyone knows this, but you do. I was in Oliver Twist when I was 11.
Oh my God, really? So while you were literally in a play, I was crying at the fact that plays were real.
Being like, Nancy! I was just like, oh, hey girl, like, I'll see you backstage.
I remember saying to my dad too, I was like, I love Nancy. And I could tell him his dad, he was like, oh fuck.
And like, how were your parents not like, did they take you out when they like, Greg, They're actors.
They were laughing at me. My mom didn't even leave. My mom just finished. My mom, because I was sitting separately from my mom. Me and my dad were together. My dad took me outside and was laughing and was like, "What is wrong with you?" And then my mom just watched the play and was like, probably pretended like that's not, I do not know him. My point of this is that I was so sensitive and so scared that at night, every single night, compulsively for about a year, I would yell out. Like, I'd wake up in the night and I would scream at the top of my lungs, like, at first, it would be like so that my parents could come and like be like, "There's no robber." We had the smallest house ever. It's like, obviously, there's no robber. I'd be able to hear. Then eventually got to the point where I would just like compulsively yell in the middle of the night at the top of my lungs. And my parents would just wake up and be like, have to prove they were awake. And then I could fall back asleep. But this was torturous to them. And it was the only time that they were like, "Greg, if you stop yelling out, we will buy you a Game Boy."
Oh, my God. I was like, what does this have to do with video games? Yeah. I'm so confused.
So they offered to buy me a Game Boy. But I was like, no, I want to keep yelling out. Because,
what?
Yeah. And then it was just like interesting to me to know, because they would never offer me a Game Boy. Anyways, I was so jealous of Game Boys prior to that.
But you turned it down.
I know, because I need to tell up. But this is before that. That at recess, I would go around because everyone would play Pokemon on their Game Boy, and I never had a Game Boy or anything.
I was Pokemon Blue all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know there was colors. but I would turn off people's Game Boys.
Because
I was at recess and no one would play with me. And they would like flip out because I guess I couldn't
sing.
That
is so rude. I know the people. I know what kid you were at school. Like, yeah, that game you can't just save on a whim. So if you turned it off, that some kid that was my neighbor took my Game Boy and decided to save over it. You only got like one save slot, and he just like decided to play it one day and start from the beginning. And I was like,
he took your Game Boy? How?
Well, we were just like neighbors, and I feel like he was friends with my younger brother, and so they were playing and like were playing on my Game Boy, and then just like saved over my amazing save file that had like hundreds of Pokemon, and that was like literally heartbreaking for me as a child. Like
my friend slapped me across the face
so many hours.
I like turned it off and he just looked up and went and slapped me clean across the face.
Because he's probably like, you know, you could have just been like, "Hey, I'd love if you'd play with me." Or
I did, but no one was going to play at the Game Boy Pokemon time. No one was playing.
Okay, so you obviously did not have a good relationship to games your whole life.
I just never
because
had
that's true.
Them.
Like, did you not play Pokemon cards?
No.
Did you play Pogs?
No.
Did you play?
Oh, Pogs.
You know what I mean? Like,
you
I
know
feel
what?
Like
with Pogs, this is a testament to my parents too. Okay, you remember those like Lion King Pogs
and like Pocahontas,
the legit Pogs?
Yeah.
My parents would cave or like on my birthday buy me like the knockoff Pog that was like the like paper would like come off. It was like a spider with like sparkly things behind it.
That's,
and then they wouldn't even flip when you hit them with your slammer. And I never got a slammer.
Well, how did you play Pogs then?
I would literally...
you just cry at recess watching people play. I feel like you actually don't even know how to play Pogs. You're like, I didn't have a
you
slammer.
You slammer it on.
So how'd you play without a slammer?
Okay, I did have a slammer. It was a knockoff slammer. But I remember people having really cool like Lion King slammers. And I remember them also like getting them right
now. I
love
that in your mind the Lion King slammer was like the most legit.
Well, it was like the ones that were Disney. I was like, "Mom, Dad, these are branded for the movies that you won't let me watch." I mean, we watched Lion King. They wouldn't let me watch Pocahontas for cultural appropriation reasons. My parents are woke,
yeah,
to be
okay.
age.
That's a long time ago, too.
And then my friends took me for a birthday. My parents were like, "Oh, you saw Pocahontas." Like, I ended up seeing it. But obviously, they're not like the type of people to stop another family. Anyways, the slammers, I did get one. But also, the good thing about Pogs is that you win them.
Yeah,
that was
that's
an intense
the bad
game.
Thing, though, like when
but for me, it was okay
because
then I get
little
my
kids.
Little hummingbird from Pocahontas. I could win them. But that's a horrible game for kids.
Yeah, I actually, thinking back on it, I remember losing really bad because like the older kids would like manipulate you to play with them. And they'd be like, "Oh, no, I'm not that good. I don't have a good slammer." You'd put all your Pogs upside down to get ready to go. And like out of their back pocket, they'd pull like their chainsaw metal slammer that obviously could flip them all. And then all your cards were gone.
Okay, also,
anyway, these are not
about
video games.
Kids. Think about kids. No, but this is interesting. Think about kids right now who are young listening to this being like, "What are these old ass like newsies ass people talking about?"
Newsies?
I don't know. I was picturing the newsies like that.
That's how old
ago.
We are.
Yeah. Like that they're throwing plastic at paper to win it. That's what we did before Fortnite, kids.
Honestly. But the
I like
still
Fortnite.
Play-
I played. I think I get why Fortnite's addicted.
Yeah. There's a lot of great games like that. Like, I mean.
I like Mario Kart.
Yeah, I feel like you do play video games. You don't hate them. But it's just hard to get you, like, honestly, Zelda as a video game series, I feel has changed my life. And I know that sounds ridiculous and crazy, but it's one of like those defining things about me, right? Like there's Survivor and there's Zelda and what else is there? Like that's what defines me. Maybe like Miyazaki. Those are like the three things that like I'm obsessed over.
Can video games really be life-changing, or is Mitch just being his usual extra self? If you scour gaming communities on Reddit, YouTube, and other platforms, the anecdotal evidence suggests that story-driven games in particular have long-lasting impacts on people's lives. But what does the science say? A review by psychologists in Australia links video games to the psychology of flourishing. Flourishing, as they define it, is not just the absence of a mental disorder, but occurs when someone has high levels of emotional functioning, happiness, satisfaction, and feelings of purpose, things that sound pretty good. In order to flourish, five elements must be incorporated into your life. 1, positive emotion. You must have the opportunity to feel happiness. 2, engagement. You must have an activity in your life that you can be completely immersed in. 3, you must have good relationships. That's obviously an important one. 4, a sense of purpose. And 5, feelings of accomplishing your goals. Video games are designed to promote flourishing and hit on all 5 of these criteria. Played moderately, gamers have been shown to have increased moods compared to non-gamers because of video games' effects on relieving stress and promoting relaxation. Also, since many games are online now, relationships are being fostered in new ways, with one study showing 2/5 of gamers prefer to discuss sensitive matters with their online friends rather than their real-life friends. It should be noted, though, that excessive gaming has been linked to depression and anxiety, as well as negative impacts on school, sleep, and exercise. Taking this all together, we can see that video games can in fact be life-changing in both positive and negative ways. And as the old saying goes, the dose makes the poison.
Yeah, I just feel like growing up, like I've learned so much from it. And not that like this is not condescending, but it makes me sad that you didn't have that experience. Kind of in the way that like I didn't read Harry Potter growing up, and that was kind of sad. And then
you did end up reading it and loved it.
As I was older, I read like all 7 books in one summer.
And so, people get into Zelda, like my favorite podcast, The Read. But like, they talk about Zelda all the time, and they're adults.
So
and,
doesn't
like,
that make you? Why don't you want to play it more?
No, I have a crazy thing right now in my life. It's just like. About productivity, like
yeah, you have ADHD, I think.
Well,
I'm not joking.
Well, like, look, I want to garden. I want to write a TV show. I want to do my stand up. I want to read books. Like, there's so many things.
Video games are like a
but when I'm running
books.
Around in the freaking woods on a horse and I have no idea what I'm doing and I'm going in circles and they're like, go to Hyrule. I'm like, where the fuck is Hyrule? And then you're also just like, oh, you can, and then I'll like run across the whole map and be like, this is taking so long. And you'll be like, you just have to go up that tower and zap yourself there. And I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
Well,
like,
that's
hard.
That's part of the enjoyable part. Like, you know, most things in life are hard and then you conquer them and then you feel so much better because they weren't easy. And Zelda is a perfect example of like, it's very confusing at times. It can be really challenging, and sometimes you just don't know what to do, but that's when you go, the whole point of this game, especially the most recent one, Breath of the Wild, is to be immersed in a world where you don't know, it's like you don't have to go step by step.
Temples, they're so fun, and I love like when your thing rumbles because you know, or it goes like diddle-ding, like, and it's like you've accomplished something, or you're in the middle of the woods and something's happening, like, it is such a good feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to just like.
Yeah, it's definitely the best video game series of all time. But I used to, for anyone out there.
That's not arguable, right? Like a lot of people think that.
Yeah, I think it is rated the best. I think Ocarina of Time is still rated like the best game of all time, except maybe Mario Galaxy.
Okay, outside of Zelda, then what's your favorite video game?
Well, growing up, what I played most was Age of Empires. So that was a computer game. And it's like a real-time strategy.
Oh, I played that
like
with you.
You like build armies.
I played StarCraft.
Okay, yeah.
I played StarCraft. Okay. I was Zerg.
Okay.
Right? Is that the right thing?
I honestly didn't really play StarCraft. My neighbors had it, but I just watched them sometimes.
I never played online, but I would play that game.
Yeah,
sorry,
those kind of games
excited,
are
because
so
it's like
fun.
Age of Empires.
I would literally sneak down. I would get in trouble for playing the computer too much as a kid. Like, my family had the opposite problem where, like, I was allowed a computer. I don't think you had a computer at home, did you? And I would get, like, not grounded, but at a certain hours, they'd be like, you have to stop. So I would, like, wake myself up at 1 a.m. to sneak downstairs to play Age of Empires for like 3 hours in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Like almost every night. And I can't believe I wasn't so exhausted.
You never got caught?
I think sometimes, like, my mom would come out of the room, I don't
and
know
be
why.
Like, what
she'd
the
be like,
F?
Mitchell, what are you doing? And I'd be like, oh, I'm just playing a game. And then she'd be like, go to bed. And I'd be in so much trouble. But, like, it was, I was literally
addicted
to
it. Would you not get
it,
in like, trouble, though, outside of that? Or would you just say go to bed?
I honestly, I'm sure I got grounded at some points where it was like, okay, now you're not allowed to use the computer for the week or
that's
something.
That's an interesting one.
But I, it's such a good game. If you've never played it, it's Age of Empires 2 is the best one. I think I heard a rumor that they're bringing it back. But it's just like an online game where you can, like, you collect resources, build armies, take over the world, take over the other teams. And it's like so fun and so, it's a lot of anxiety though. But that was one of my
I think that's what
games.
A lot of video games are. When I played Fortnite, my phone was glitching and it was like we were on the team with Aaliyah and like I actually have not felt that kind of anxiety in a long time. Like when it was down to me to kill the person and they were killing me and I was, it was like, it's horrifying.
Video games can be stressful AF and many people may be turned off by them because of the anxiety they produce during play. Interestingly, a study of high school students found that girls who played video games reported higher anxiety scores than boys. Boys who played video games actually had a lower anxiety score the more hours they played. One explanation as to why this gender difference exists is that boys tend to utilize the social aspect of video games more than girls. Approximately 90% of online gamer boys talk to their friends and about 85% feel more connected to their friends. Compare this to the fact that only 50% of girls talk to their friends online. All of this has led some psychologists to suggest that boys who play video games are reaping more social benefits that may protect against anxiety. Another theory is that boys and girls have different reactions to violence. Studies show that girls do not typically enjoy violence in video games, but boys do, suggesting that violence is a stressor that increases anxiety for girls, but is a source of entertainment for boys that allows them to sit back and play.
Fortnite's hard, and especially if you're playing on, like, a phone or...
And people are so good.
I was playing on my computer, but so people who are playing on, like, Xbox or on PlayStation get to use the controller, so I feel like it's a lot... Not easier. They're obviously so
good,
but...
it coming to Switch?
I think at the end of this year it might be. That's what I heard the rumor was, which would be pretty sweet.
Well, because I want to play it on, like, an actual thing. It's true, because on your phone, it's like, what the F?
And even on the computer, you're like, I can't reach half these buttons, and people are so good at the game. Like, I always thought I was decent at shooters, but on my computer with a mouse and my fingers, I can't do it.
I love a good excuse, though, for doing bad. That's why I'm like, oh, my phone glitched when I play Fortnite on my phone. It's super easy. Whereas, like, I remember playing GoldenEye as a kid, and it was just like, I had no excuse. I was so bad. I would get shot.
GoldenEye is one of the other greatest games of all time. It's such a good game. To bring Nintendo's just so good at bringing people together to play together. Like GoldenEye as a game, like my brothers and I would all play.
Was,
people would come
like,
over.
Like all
it was
you would do at sleepovers.
Best, and still to this day, I feel like it's one of the best first-person shooters. Like that has multiplayer options.
I know it's like their game GoldenEye is more ubiquitous than the movie, right? It's like
yeah,
more,
actually,
like,
I think
like
that's
what
true.
I think
it was
of.
A good movie, but you're right. I think that that game like got to another level because it was the first entry into those types of games. And then Nintendo also, like, I'm a Nintendo stan. They also made Mario Kart, Mario Party,
oh,
like,
Mario
Smash
Galaxy
Brothers,
was really
Mario
good.
Galaxy, Mario Brothers, like everything about Nintendo.
Oh my
awesome.
God, Tennis,
Mario Tennis, Mario Golf.
Remember that we bought the worst game for. Snitch.
For the Switch.
Ever.
Yeah. Like one,
it was like what was it called?
I don't even remember.
One, two,
yeah,
it was
so one of those first games that
it's
came
like
out. But Greg,
what?
I just realized which game you love.
What?
What's it called?
Endless Ocean!
No. Yeah, okay. Endless Ocean is a game where you literally just swim around like looking for whales.
It's so fun. You're a scuba diver.
I bought you that for your birthday or something. But your dancing game, what's that called?
Oh my
Just Dance.
God, I do have a favorite video game. It's called Just Dance.
Greg will use Just Dance to like exercise. Like I'll wake up and he'll be in the basement just like
in heels.
Dancing. Yeah, and you're like sweating and like that's the kind of video game you need because then
I
guess you
love
feel
it.
Productive.
Yeah, that's true because it's like it gives you the like for ADHD kids, it's great because it makes you feel accomplished. It gets your energy out. So if it's raining or if it's the winter and I don't want to go for a run, I'll do Just Dance for an hour. It's so effing fun. And what I do is I put on heels and I pretend that I'm on RuPaul. And then I like pretend and then like the like while it loads the next one, I like go over what the judges would have said about my last
Oh my
like,
God.
Dance.
I need to set up a hidden camera at
it's
our house.
It's really
for that.
Good though. You should do it too, like for heels if you want to ever like I don't know, be a
I'm
drag
scared
queen.
Of breaking my ankle doing that.
But
you're
the
right.
Thing, you gotta practice, gotta
yeah,
work on
it. But like when I'm learning dance, I don't know that I'm like prepared to wear heels at that time, but maybe
well
I'll
no,
give
then
a
you
shot.
Like get to like there's one. There's this one by this like girl named Becky G and Pitbull. It's a song that I love so much. But I swear to God, when I do it and when I end, I look, I don't know, maybe like the coolest person in the world, potentially. I think I might look a little bit like Jennifer Lopez, but I would just like to let you all you know.
There's
that.
A lot of resemblance. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I secretly recorded Greg playing a session of Zelda, which I think you're going to enjoy and get a kick out of. So stick around, and we'll get right to it. Okay, so playing video games with Greg is a unique and often hilarious experience that I felt just had to be shared with you guys. So I decided to secretly record him playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is one of my favorite games in the Zelda series and the newest one, and one that he's played a little bit, but he refuses to play unless I'm there since he thinks it's too hard.
All right, you ready to
press
play?
Hey.
He honestly has no idea I'm recording him, so apologies for the lower audio quality from my phone. Also, there are going to be some minor spoilers from the game, so consider yourself warned.
Oh, do you remember where you are?
Yes, I'm in a... I can't do this.
Wait, where are you?
I'm in a beast.
In the Divine Beast.
So, to set the scene, right now Greg has entered a temple called the Divine Beast Varuta, which is in the shape of an elephant. Basically, in almost every single Zelda game, the evil spirit Ganon comes and tries to destroy the world. Yeah. This time around, though, he's turned the technology of Hyrule against them. Specifically, these divine beasts that were meant to help destroy Ganon are now evil and under his control, and it's Link's job, or Greg in this case, to recapture the four divine beasts to once again destroy Ganon with them.
What was that?
You just threw your weapon.
Wait, that's so embarrassing because I was not trying to throw the weapon. I was definitely like, not trying to throw the weapon. That's not right. Hey, how do you shoot an arrow there?
Now, in every temple, there are a series of puzzles and enemies you have to beat in order to keep advancing forward.
Oh my god.
Ah!
Oh.
Kill it. Look out. Look out.
Ah!
Oh, nice.
Oh, good lord above, have mercy. Whew. Okay, I'm confused. I need help. Wait. Those things are something else. Like the ball, like I moved the ball. Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
What? What are you thinking?
Okay, this is that thing where you can like freeze it, and then if you hit it, it gives it like inertia, which is cool. Hashtag physics.
So picture like a giant multi-floor puzzle inside the shape of a giant elephant filled with cranks, flowing water, gates, buttons, on top of enemies that you have to navigate and figure out how they all work together so you can keep getting through the level.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that was dangerous. I'm gonna drown you.
Oh no. Wait, I feel like I've been doing nothing. Wait, I need help.
Look around you, like...
I'm looking.
What things can you take advantage of right now? Where can you go right now?
Huh?
Okay, I can do it.
What are you doing?
No, 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 no,
oh, you're...
No! No! Wait, what?
Oh, no, you have to climb all the way back up.
Okay, at this point, Greg usually demands that I tell him the answers and what to do, which I try to avoid because it takes the joy out of finally discovering the solutions. But for the sake of the podcast, I cave and gave him some clues to freeze the flowing water so he can stop one of the cranks from spinning.
Freeze the waterfall? What? No! How would you ever? How would you know to do that?
Now, what has that maybe?
Okay, so that has...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Start something. I would have spent so many fucking hours. I would have flown out of this fucking kingdom and been like, I don't know. Why wasn't that showing before?
What do you mean? It was. It was on your map.
All right. Greg has found his first terminal. He's very excited. And now he's been given instructions that he needs to find four more. Don't worry. I won't make you listen to find them all. Just some highlights.
No! That was such a good idea!
Okay, well, that's something you have to learn in Zelda is, like, if you try something for too long and it's not working, right. It probably is not the right thing. Not always, but...
Okay, so then... Oh my god, okay, I'm onto something. So I have to hit it harder.
Possibly.
Ow! What? No, okay, wait. A bomb.
I don't know.
Mitch, I need help. Okay, there's literally nowhere else to go. I need you to tell me, because I'm bored.
You're bored.
Well, I don't know. I'm like, I don't... There's no... Oh,
you have. Think about your map.
But it's all the way up
there
in its head.
There is something you were told early on that I think maybe
so
you didn't pay attention to.
Okay, yeah, just tell me what that was.
So here's a common theme that comes up. I have to explain to Greg that if he read some of the instructions that came up earlier or listened to what someone said when they were talking to him instead of skipping through it all, he would know that he can actually physically control the trunk of the elephant, which will change the direction of water in the temple, ultimately giving him access to new problems.
What the...
Because its trunk is shooting water out of it.
How did you ever figure that out? What? Mitch, how did you figure that out? Tell me. When you saw the map, you saw that there was...
I spent a long time not knowing what to do.
You Googled it.
I did not Google it.
I honestly did not remember how to solve it, which is the best part, because then we actually get to play it together. I'm reliving it, and eventually we get another terminal.
Before it ends. Ah!
You did it!
That was so hard. That was like math.
It's hard, yeah.
It's a puzzle. Like, I'm so tired.
You're so tired?
Yeah.
Why are you so tired?
Because this is hard.
All right. After activating every single terminal, he can now go to the main control unit. Not sure what that means right now, but he's going to head there and find out. Might be something scary.
What? No. No, 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 no. No.
Oh.
No. I'm not doing this. No. No. No.
All right, so this is like an evil incarnation that's part of Ganon that is meant to protect this divine beast from being taken over, and it's really, really scary. It's like a giant beast that's mixed with technology. Obviously, Greg is pooping himself, which happens every single time he has to face an enemy, but I'm trying to give him confidence he can do it. He's just got to fight it and basically beat the crap out of it until it dies.
Oh, I don't know. What was I just supposed to do? Just keep hitting it?
Yeah.
So he dies.
What?
And, you know, he comes back to life and dies again and...
What? I don't know.
Dies a couple more times. And he wasn't exactly feeling super confident to be this boss right now.
No, I can't. I can't do this right now. I can't. Because I'm like, I have to go. This is so hard. It'll just always be here, right? And then we can come back together and you can help me beat it.
I tried to encourage him to keep going, but he was convinced.
True. Okay, I'm saving and I'm doing this for you later.
Yeah?
Yes. 100%. Like, I do not have the capacity to do this. Like, I cannot even explain to you how much I don't want to do this right now.
So then I revealed to him that I had been recording the whole time and wanted to ask him a few questions.
Now that you know we've been having a little recording session, how
did
do you...
Did I sound so dumb?
No.
I can't believe kids play that. What? How do I feel what?
Just like about
I feel
your experience.
Do you
feel
dumb? Lied to by you.
Why do you feel dumb?
That was so hard.
But you did it. I mean, I gave you
You helped me a lot. I just can't imagine a child or anyone oh my god, I can't, I don't know. I think people experience a dopamine rush of like finishing things in video games. And I do, but I don't know if it outweighs the anxiety that I feel. Like, having to fight that thing, it makes me so anxious and scared. And I just, like, hate dying. And I'm going to die so many times that I'm like, by the time I win, I'm like, was it worth it? Because I went through a lot of anxiety.
So one thing that I really love is, like, it's, like, the opposite of you. You said you get a lot of anxiety and you hate when you're, like, don't know where to go.
Yeah.
Like, you like these other games because they're, like, very directive, whereas I like Zelda because it is, like, I could be stuck somewhere for an hour and then be, like, I'm literally not even supposed to be here.
That, and, what?
But I do find that frustrating, but I think if you take a moment to be, like, that's what this game is. It's kind of, like, painting where you're, like, I'm just in it because I enjoy it. The world, the experience.
That's true. Like, I paint now only because I enjoy painting. I don't really care what
you're not trying to get to the end necessarily. It's like a process that's kind of fun. The thing, like, when you play sometimes, I'm like, I actually don't know.
That's cool.
I haven't been here. Or, like, I haven't explored this way.
Crazy.
Like,
it is. Nintendo's crazy. Whatever. It's cool. It is actually cool. If my kid was playing Zelda all the time, but, like, I mean, obviously, in the appropriate moderation, though, I'd be happier than if they were playing, like, GTA, I guess. No, for sure I would be.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. Okay.
Well, thanks for playing, Greg.
Thanks for manipulating me. I really hope you better edit out anything that's bad. But don't know what I'm talking about.
He's going to have to save Hyrule another day, and it will be another journey for me to endure, but also laugh at and enjoy, because I love playing Zelda with anyone, especially Greg. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I think it's time that we get into the truth of it all, because you've often told me you think video games are bad, and
what is a specific word.
Can you give me a less specific word then?
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, I think I would be cautious about them as a parent, especially now, especially with things like Fortnite.
What? It's so addictive. Especially Fortnite? Greg, there's way worse games than Fortnite. That have been
I'm
the same
about
as
like
Fortnite.
Addictiveness.
I just mean like games that have always been like that on the computer, on Xbox, on PlayStation. It's just this is the first time that that's been a cultural phenomenon. So people who haven't played video games before are getting into that. But
yeah, okay. I guess what I'd say is like, again, it always comes down to the way that you were raised. And I feel like...
You were raised right.
No. I feel like I have no relationship to video games and how they make you feel. And again, I'm like, I know that I think Zelda is super cool and makes you smart. And if people had a really balanced relationship with it, then that'd be awesome. But it does seem like more often than not, or maybe that's unfair, but you hear about and you see even like neighbors on our street telling me about kids who got sucked into this world of video games, that reality becomes like less important than like the video game itself. And everything that you're doing is being based around when you get to play your video game next. And I would just be really worried about that happening to my child, for example, or to me.
But doesn't that seem like a little over exaggerated when there's so many things that can do that? Like TV does that. Like people's cell phones do that. Like there's so many. I don't know why people pick on video games for doing that. It's like people don't live in reality when they watch reality TV or scripted TV or movies. Like it's all a waste of time. That is enjoyable. It's just meant to bring you some sort of entertainment, some enjoyment. There is a point, obviously, where if it's consuming your entire life, there are people who it's a problem. Just like there's a people who abuse recreational drugs or alcohol or like literally get sucked into watching hours and hours and hours of TV every single day. What's the difference?
Well, I guess, I mean, you also don't really have a relationship to like a lot of really popular games like Call of Duty or whatever, like things that are like really violent.
Well, I used to. Not like
when? You never played Call of Duty. You never played any game like that.
That's not true. We owned an Xbox. I played Halo all the time. Like, okay. I've played a lot of shooting games. I'm trying to think. I'm blanking right now on the game that Counter-Strike was literally a version of Fortnite. It was just a shooter game where you're playing online and just trying to kill people.
You play that?
Like, when I was probably, like, 13. Because my older brother would always play that. And so on the computer, we would just, like, play that all the time. You just go into a room, and then there's, like, 30 people, and you just try and be the last one to live. Or there's teams, and you try and... It's the exact same thing as Fortnite.
Did you not think it was, like, I don't know, really violent and masculine?
Well,
and, like...
no. Honestly. They usually put these games into genres of like, or into places that make sense contextually. It's like, oh, you're in the middle of war. It was just like a fun fantasy, I guess. But I'm not a violent person at all. I have no real interest in guns, but I found those games really fun. And so that's why I think...
What about people who lose themselves to video games? Do you know people like that?
I don't know really anyone that's lost themselves to video games.
Or, like, you know what I mean? It becomes the aid to cause people to, like, become, I don't know, reclusive away from life. It happens.
Yeah, but do you think that's because of video games, or do you think those people would have found something anyway like that, which could have been... Like,
no,
to lose themselves in any weird hobby.
Like, I know, but I'm... Okay, I
it's
guess.
Just, I understand that video games aren't a productive way to use.
Yeah.
So, like, if you became sucked into, like...
Gardening!
You know, or, like, playing music. Like, that might be a different thing where
yeah,
at least
there's
you,
a product.
You end up with... But, like, books, yeah, they can make you smarter in some, but not all. And, yeah, some TV and some movies might stimulate you to think differently, but a lot don't. And
but aren't a lot of them, like, literally just teaching you how to shoot people well?
Well, that's because you have a really narrow scope of what video games are
because
you don't play them.
Okay, and that's what I mean. Like, but I'm talking about, okay, you're right. Like, I don't have a really wide scope of what video games are, but it seems like a lot of the popular ones, if you go through time, Counter-Strike, Halo, Fortnite, it is a very simple message of killing each other in games. Zelda, different story.
Why?
Like,
I mean,
because you're not killing each other. You're,
well,
killing like a...
other things. But Smash Brothers is killing each other. It's like competition.
Yeah.
Right? Mario Kart, you're not killing each other, but
guns,
you're like shooting
then,
each other.
I'm thinking of guns.
Yeah. Well, do you have a problem? Like, do you think that, like, what? That guns cause violence? Is that why you have an issue with the imagery that
yeah,
it's like a violent...
I don't know. I'm just like, as someone who's like literally never played them and just like watched from a distance, I'm like, that can't be good that there's this person who's just like, some people become recluses that only shoot each other in a video game. It just doesn't seem, and it's like so popular, like whether as we continue to move forward in the world and society, like games always keep reappearing with that same thought process around just like get that gun, shoot those people. Even Fortnite.
But what about
so
movies that do that? Think of how many action films there are that have guns.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Think
I
of, like,
also
there's so many
weird
mediums where, like, you read about action because it's exciting, it's thrilling. And I agree, and I don't know offhand the link between, say, like, video game violence and violence in real life. In fact, but I think, from what I can recall, is that it's actually not a very strong link. Okay, I'm going to cut right to the chase here. Of the available research, most find no link between video games and violence, and a meta-analysis of studies showing a positive link between games and aggression showed that they had used ineffective lab tests of aggression like measuring brainwaves and heartbeats, which may not translate into actual criminal behavior. On top of this, when a correlation has been found, it's been a weak one. In fact, criminologists who study mass homicides refer to the link between violent games and crime as a myth. Unfortunately, we all know how often, after a crime, video games and violent media get brought up into the conversation. But the truth is, this distracts from the more significant causes of violence like poverty, lack of treatment for mental health, and even educational and employment disparities. So, while more research is always appreciated and a good thing, as it stands now, video games aren't linked to changes in aggression or violence. In my experience, like, most people I know in my life that play video games are not particularly any less or more violent or rude or... Anecdotally, it doesn't seem to add up to, like, oh, all the people I know that play video games kind of act this way. It's like, it's a variable.
Yeah.
In the same way that, like, I played video games, yeah, I didn't become... I'm not still playing.
You're just
a lot
so
of
balanced with it. Like, you don't play video games very much at all. Like,
no,
Zelda
not anymore.
Out,
yeah.
Play it.
Yeah, not anymore. And I mostly now, like, I really like games when I can play with friends. So I like to have friends over and play Mario Kart, and I would love to do that more often. Or if
isn't
I.
Isn't there also, like, a horrible culture of, like, saying the N word and saying faggot and all this stuff, like, in video game circles? And isn't there, like, a horrible culture of, like, sexism and, like, so many things? I'm just like, if my
I'm not, okay.
What my kid's consuming.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I think the hardest part for kids is probably,
like,
that it's full. Even if the video game is filtered in any kind of way, like, playing online is usually not. But there usually are parental controls.
Like, remember,
as far as
PewDiePie said the N-word, and he was like, oh, it's just because it's what everyone does. Like,
yeah,
like, that's
no.
not an excuse. What the F?
No, that's,
like,
not an excuse, and I don't really have an excuse for that. I just think that that's a stupid person's, like, doing something like that. Like, there's other cultural examples. Like, I wouldn't slander all of movies because a movie actor said something bad.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just because one person who plays video games for a living like said, did something stupid doesn't to me really reflect, but I don't disagree that the culture of video games, which I'm not enough involved on to really have an opinion, but from the outside, the impression by the media, which also might be overblown, is that, you know, like, yeah, when you play online, people are like swearing, people are using slurs, people are, you know, creating a culture of sort of violent words. And yeah, there's probably sexism, but there's sexism in like everywhere we look and how many fields that are professional fields as well. And that's no excuse. It should be nowhere. And we should look at it. I'm not trying to excuse it, but I think that it's just weird how people like come down so hard on video games, and I'm not sure why just video games and not other mediums. But I'm not trying to defend the problems that it does.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like, I feel like if I continue to talk, I'm just going to become like that outdated old mom. Like, it does
maybe
feel like,
yeah,
that's kind,
like,
of the narrative.
There's nothing,
like,
wrong with
or
having
dad
concern. Yeah.
Like, I just feel like, yeah, like there's a concern from parents because I feel like everyone wants what's best for their kid, and they probably like see their kid spending so much time on a video game and they can't relate. And like me, they're like, go outside and smell the flowers. But I mean, I don't know. Again, I'm just like, I didn't have video games, and now I do go outside and smell the flowers. But actually, I'm so bad at video games, and apparently they're really good for visual spatial. And like,
yeah,
if the apocalypse comes
and
we have to shoot zombies, I'm going to miss. And you're going to hit them in the head.
It's just the same. Like, to me, video games can be like the ultimate form of media, because you can have
like immersive.
Yeah. And like when you think it, like it is, they have movie cutaway scenes where you're actually watching stuff. You
Which
get
I
to
hate.
Read.
I'm always like, snooze
you
fast.
You get to, ugh, rude. That's like my favorite part of Zelda. And you're like, oh my God, it's going to be,
I know.
Cry.
I always like, I'm pressing like, A, and I can tell you're getting so mad. Like,
because
no.
I'm also like, there might be a important little nugget in there that you're going to cry about not having later. And I'm going to be like, you didn't read it.
Oh, because it's a clue?
Yes. You read them all because they literally help you in the game. Anyway, on top of that, you're reading like a book, you're finding a narrative, then there's also beautiful music, there's beautiful visuals.
This is Zelda. Fully,
yeah, but there's lots of games like Zelda.
Okay,
like,
fair.
I mean, Zelda is, in my opinion, and many people's, like, the ultimate version of that kind of game. But there's tons of video games that have narrative mixed with action, mixed with storytelling, mixed with graphics and music, and it's just like you get everything in one, and yeah, you
and
do
honestly
lose yourself in it.
Know what I think too? I'm like, I'm lucky that I found this career. I wanted to be a teacher, but now I'm in like a weird modern tech version of being a teacher, which I love. But it's like, honestly, my parents did not set me up to like be a programmer or a coder, the things that would have been easy to get a job now. You know what I mean? I'm like, maybe it is good if like I tell my kid to play some video games, because they might be like, how is this video game built? And it's like, coding, my friend, learn it, because the future is like, our kids are probably going to end up banging a robot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're probably going to marry a robot. Well,
yeah, no, fair.
So
yeah.
I'm like, maybe I don't want to be like, you know, like the homophobic aunt that's like, you can't date a robot. Like, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I need to be more open-minded about technology and maybe video games, because the future is obviously going that direction. Coding, I think of, and programming, I think of, mm-hmm, with video games, maybe because Ubisoft is like beside our building, and mm-hmm, I see all these like dudes like vaping outside who obviously have like a sick, cushy job, and they obviously love video games.
How do you know it's cushy?
Well, we went to their offices. It was sweet. It was like a party. They're like, oh, it's Friday, so it's a pizza and beer lunch while they go code.
What? That didn't happen.
Yes, it did. They have a beautiful, like, Ubisoft sounds like an amazing
place.
Okay,
but that doesn't mean they don't work like 18 hours a day.
But they work on video games. My point is that, like, there's also the other side of things where, like, a lot of the guys, when I look at them, they look like stereotypical, like, video game dudes who obviously have a sick job now because of their passion for video games. I'm just saying, like, coding, programming, video games, in my head, for some reason, I loop them all together. And it's like, I wouldn't want to stop my kid from essentially pursuing a career that's going to be super smart in the future, which might come through a passion for video games.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, as long as it's in moderation,
it's
right?
Balance,
like everything. Because you could say that alcohol is bad for you, and it is, but it also like can be a good part and a healthy part of some people's lives in terms of socializing, in terms of just like relaxing, or marijuana, right?
Yeah, like, no, alcohol too.
Like
every business.
Think of the
business.
Fear tactics against marijuana. Now our province or Canada is about to legalize it. But there's, think of for like decades ago, people literally thought it was the bane of evil and would be like, what are our kids going to just get like sucked into this and do nothing and have no motivation and be like the worst society ever.
That is what I feel like sometimes.
It's kind of like fear-mongering. And
video games. Maybe what I'll do is like when I have a kid and they're playing video games and they like shoot some guy in the face, I'll be like, okay, you just shot them in the face. Now let's talk about that. How did that make you feel?
Your kids are going to hate you.
Are you sad that you shot him in the face? Do you think he's happy that he was shot in the face?
He's going to be like, dad, no. It was a cartoon. I don't care.
I'm going to be like, okay, calm down, Billy. Calm down. Don't raise your voice at
You're
daddy.
You're going to be a kid, Billy? No offense, Billy's out there.
Okay, we really need to have a talk because I want my kids to be called Billy and Zilly and Nilly.
That's really weird.
All girls, too.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, at the end of the day, like, will you let your kids play video games?
Yes, I will let my kids play video games more than my parents let me play video games. I'll be really conscious of balance. I'll probably be really annoying about it. I'll probably be like, huh, that doesn't seem like there's many women in this game, Billy. Is it test the Bechdel test? What's the Bechdel test, Billy? Let me know what the Bechdel test is. Like, I'm going to be like that. And they're going to get, like, tops 1 hour a day. I'm sorry if you can't save right now, Billy, but you gotta save because you gotta go
tops
outside.
1 hour a day?
1 hour video games,
even in
one
the summer?
Hour computer. The summer, more than ever, they need to be out in the lake.
Oh my god.
The summer is like the prime time.
Well, hopefully our kids will be balanced because I'm gonna be the cool dad who's like, I get it, let's play video games for 3 hours straight.
But then they're gonna grow up and be like, wow, I really appreciate the way that my super white dad raised me.
Obviously, our parents and guardians can be important forces in our development, but just how much can they inform our gaming habits? A recent review on familial influence found that a poor relationship between a parent and a child is related to gaming problems, mainly addiction. Addicted gamers reported they spent less time with their parents, had more hostility towards their parents, and had a poorer family environment compared to normal gamers. Children in abusive parental relationships were 2.5 times more likely to develop an addiction to gaming. Although more research needs to be done, scientists posit that the gaming addiction that results from poor parental relationships happens because the child is seeking out a more comfortable, less threatening online relationship, as well as social acceptance. Or, if there's no real social aspect to the game, as in a skill-based game like Tetris, addicted gamers may be searching for recognition for their achievements that they're not getting from their family. As for parental supervision of gaming, will Greg's 1 hour limit of Billy's video games really be effective? Well, there are some mixed results. While some studies show parental supervision can reduce the risk of gaming addiction, other studies show parental supervision has no influence and children can become addicted anyway. Other studies suggest that it's not just parental monitoring of video gaming that's important, but supervision and involvement in general.
But why? Like, what? I mean, do you think I'm raised any, like as the end result, as 30-year-olds, is there really much a difference between you and I? I mean, obviously there's personality differences, but in terms of competency, in terms of, like, happiness, do you feel like video games has played a different role
in my
life?
I think I'm happier than you. Oh, snap.
Okay. Link to our therapy episode.
That is so dark and weird. Like, do you disagree? We're so getting off, but, like...
No, well, like, sorry, do you
think...
Do
you think I'm happier than you?
Sometimes, but not always.
In general, though.
You're, like, a happier person. I think, like, I'm a tortured creative soul.
Oh, God. Are you...
No, I think I have, like,
wait,
definitely...
Really?
I'm more of a thinker.
Oh, my God. Okay, why do we call this episode? Because I will debate you to the depths of Mordor.
Well, you know how they say, like, certain people who are, like
AKA when you're an emo
kid. No, but,
kid.
Like, when you, like, have a really high intelligence level, you tend to, like, be less happy. That's, like...
Girl, you can't even remember what happened yesterday.
Because I think about so many other things, girl.
Really?
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm busy up here. I don't care what we ate yesterday. I don't care what you said to me. I have bigger visions for the future.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's
You're
do this.
You're not smiling.
I am smiling.
No, I think, yeah, whether or not I just don't think video games are the reason, to be honest. Even if you are,
I think video games are a cautious thing that need to be controlled and balanced amongst people. And I think that you're right in that they should be
allowed. Do you think that
about
books? Would you ever say that about books?
I'd say that about some books.
Exactly. Like, what if you had a kid who literally wouldn't leave the house and was only reading books?
Oh my god, I would love that so much. Like,
but what if they were only reading wartime books?
I'd be like, oh my god, you are so interesting. Like, what happened
See,
in World War I?
Get over it. Your kids are gonna, our kids are going to play video games, and that's just what you have to deal with. And I'm going to
for 1 hour a day.
No more. We'll monitor their time, but like, it's not going to be 1 hour a day. Maybe on school days because there's not that much time after school, but like especially on a weekend and it's raining, it's like play a video game.
If it's a weekend and it's raining, we are going to be doing paint.
But think of how fun it can. You can paint in that. What's that game on Switch that we wanted to get, but then realize you can't play multiplayer.
That's so true because it's not. They're going to be like, "What's paper in the future?" Oh God, I'm screwed.
Our
you're right.
Whole world. Yeah, honestly, their video games are going to be in their head.
Yeah, they're not. They're going to be like, their eyes are going to be rolled back, and they're going to be like, blah, blah, blah. We're going to be like, stop playing Fortnite.
They're going to be like, but I was living it, not playing. What's the difference between a dream and real life if you can just like stay in a dream forever? All right, well, I'm curious what other people think about video games. I think we'll get some pretty divisive opinions.
I'm not sure that people even argue about video games anymore. I feel like they've won out in the end.
That's definitely not true.
I'm curious to ask people, use the hashtag side note podcast.
The hashtag?
Side note podcast, and let us, side note podcast.
Girl, how old are you? Oh my God.
Hashtag side note podcast, and let us know what you think, because I really don't think it's that divisive. I feel like I'm just a granola parent with like this weird opinion, and everyone's just going to love video games, especially. I don't know how old people are who listen to podcasts. Diverse
True.
Range of ages. Tweet us at Mitchell Moffitt, at WhaleWatchMePLZ. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you're thinking of this podcast, too, because we are really excited about it. We love it. It's doing well, but we just want, like, advice. We're still early enough on in this process that we
yeah,
want
we
to evolve
it. Up. Yeah. Which parts like, are your fave? Which parts yeah, do you kind of like? Do you skip some parts?
What parts do you not like? I honestly want to put that out there. Be like, what parts do you not like?
Yeah.
And that's, like, kind
I mean,
of going to
be nice,
more helpful
be sense. I'm a sensitive person,
yeah.
So, like, don't
you can
hurt my
tweet
feelings.
Me at WhaleWatchMePLZ.
Like,
it sucks. Be ruthless.
No, I want to know, too. I'm curious what people actually like. Because we have fun chatting about it. We have fun making the side notes. But, you know, we want to improve it and just make it better and better.
And that could be with your help. Thank you so much. You will hear from us next week with another hard-hitting debate topic that might end our relationship. So let's see what happens.
Like next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, was when we're going to break up.
Okay.
Bye.
A special thank you to Josie Breckner of Visitor Music, who let us use their music for this episode of Side Note. It comes from their album Songs from an Unmade World 2, and the tracks are inspired by old-school adventure, RPG video game music, and they mix classical chiptune sounds with more modern electronic elements. We'll put a link in the description.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.